Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court justices lean against the Colorado counseling ban. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, we recently heard the oral arguments of the case Childs versus Salazar. And this is, of course, regarding a licensed mental health counselor who she is challenging the Colorado's 2019 counseling ban. It's amazing we're still fighting these things after we won in the 11th Circuit. But she said, I want the right to be able to help these young people that are struggling with these unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, and gender confusion. But because she's in Colorado, well, you know, some of those laws are preventing her from doing that.
So Liberty Counsel led the nation challenging these counseling bans going all the way back to 2012 in the case of Pickup versus Newsom. And then in New Jersey, King versus Christie. That's Governor Chris Christie. Those are the two states that actually started this nonsense, and it was actually started by Democrats in California.
No surprise.
No surprise. And I argued the case in the lower court, also in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and it should have been a win back then to strike this down. We would never have had any of this mess. And in fact, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals actually had a case that was pretty much on point regarding doctors being told in California that they could not give positive remarks regarding marijuana from a medicinal standpoint. Now, whether you agree with it or not, that's not the point. They were told that they couldn't say certain things regarding a subject matter.
Censoring their speech.
Right.
And in the counseling room.
And yeah, with their patients. And so they asked the Ninth Circuit to strike it down. The Ninth Circuit did. Well, now this comes up. But the reason why they went the other way is because of ideology, because it's the same thing. Here, California passed a law that says counselors cannot say certain things or they must say certain things. In other words, they were restricting viewpoint. You cannot help some client who wants to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. You cannot help them overcome it. But you can affirm them, you can push them towards puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries, but you can't help them to not go down that dangerous path, even though that's what they want and that's what they're asking.
I mean, could you imagine, all right, just get this visual for a minute, a government police coming in every counselor's office and monitoring, oh, nope, you can't say that. No, you can say that. Nope, you can't say that. That would be absurd, but it's a reality what they're doing now.
And it is absurd, and yes, I can imagine it, only because that's exactly what these laws did.
Right.
These laws brought the government into the privacy of the counseling room, and the government had a veto over what is said by the counselor and what the client can actually even request. And so it was a surprise to lose it at the Ninth Circuit. Then New Jersey passed a similar law, and the Republican governor, Chris Christie, signed it into law, and he made these horrible statements during the signing about how this counseling was hurting people. Well, he had no clue. Very ignorant comments by Christie. And the Court of Appeals there upheld that for a different reason. And then this started the proliferation of these different kinds of states and local cities and counties where the states wouldn't pass them to pass these laws, totaling ultimately about 110 cumulatively across the nation.
But you see what happens when the LGBT activists, they paint the picture of the counseling being, oh, you know, you're using electric shots, you're being harmful and all that. When they get that narrative and that picture out there, even the courts are going along with it.
That's right. And they did that over and over again. They did stories by people that you couldn't verify were true. And that's essentially what happened. And so consequently, the case of the crisis pregnancy centers went to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2015.
That was NIFLA, right?
NIFLA. And yeah, that's when California used the pickup case, this counseling case that we had in 2012, as a reason to regulate what they could tell crisis pregnancy centers to say, namely that they had to refer out their clients for low-cost and free abortion options. And that went to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2015. The Supreme Court ruled against it, saying that it was unconstitutional. They cited the pickup case from California, the King case from New Jersey, and they abrogated them. They said there's no such thing that we've created as lesser protection of First Amendment rights for people who have licenses. If that's the case, a truck driver could lose their license or lose their free speech just because they have a license to drive a truck. That makes no sense. And as a result of that, we continued litigating. We then won twice at the Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. That struck down 23 of the 110 laws, leaving 87 still in existence. Then that brings up the conflict with this Colorado case. Mm-hmm. We filed two briefs in that case, and then that was argued. The good news now bringing us all the way to 2025 with a decision coming down in 2026, Holly, is I believe two things will happen. Number one, I believe we'll have a win. I think it's probably going to be 6-3, possibly even 7-2.
Yeah.
7-2, because Kagan seemed to be also opposed to the viewpoint restriction. And then I think we'll have a huge win in 2026. And then what happens after that? Second thing I think is we'll have to go after these radical blue states, cities, and counties that have these laws. There's 87 on the books. Because I don't think they're going to naturally just all of a sudden voluntarily repeal them across the board. This will be a win that strikes them down across the board, but I don't think they're going to voluntarily repeal them. So I think we're going to have to go after these cities and states with lawsuits to enforce this decision in Childs all across the country. And the reason is because we've already seen these blue states and cities and counties willing to create sanctuary cities for illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them push back against ICE. We've seen them create these sanctuary camps, if you will, estates for doctors that prescribe these abortion pills, mifepristone, out of state. So I think that they'll try to resist the U.S. Supreme Court's opinion.
Yeah, and you know, in the argument that happened recently, a significant portion of the arguments involved whether talk therapy, which is what we call counseling, as a medical treatment was entirely speech fully protected by the First Amendment, or a combination of speech and professional conduct that can be partially regulated. And Justice Clarence Thomas noted that the High Court had previously rejected a separate speech category for professional speech in the, what you mentioned earlier, the NIFLA case involving crisis pregnancy centers. So it is very hopeful, and I'm praying it could be a 7-2.
Yeah, I think so, because Justice Kagan even mentioned, she said she questioned the law, indicating that it seemed to employ, quote, viewpoint discrimination, close quote. When you have a law that employs viewpoint discrimination, it means that there's a subject matter, in this case, human sexuality, and you only have one viewpoint that's permitted. You can affirm somebody's unwanted attractions, but you can't help them overcome those unwanted attractions. That's a viewpoint on the same subject matter. There has never been a law at the U.S. Supreme Court, never been a law at the U.S. Supreme Court that has been upheld that is viewpoint discrimination. So when you use that term, if a law is considered viewpoint discrimination, it's done. It would not be upheld. There's a maybe a possibility in some remote situation, but there's no case law ever upholding viewpoint discrimination at the U.S. Supreme Court. Every one of them have been struck down. So when you hear that, and when Kagan questions it as being viewpoint discrimination, along with others, Alito and other justices as well, that dooms the law. I think based on what we heard, we have a clear win. Of course, that doesn't mean you shouldn't pray, because I thought we had a 5-4 win in Obamacare.
Right.
And it turns out that we actually did have a 5-4 win in Obamacare. And then the Chief Justice changed his vote in the last 30 days of the writing of the opinion.
Yeah, so please pray. We're expecting the decision by June 2026. And this woman, this courageous woman, has stood up and said, you know, I want to fight against this Colorado law and help these children. And this could have a major impact on our nation.
So our client was in the courtroom, sitting at the front, put up there by the clerk of the court, Dr. Otto. He's in the case that we won that actually created the conflict. He's listening, and he hears this familiar voice behind him. trying to actually question, where is Dr. Otto? Is he here? And then he hears that voice, and the voice says, I don't have a good feeling about this case. It's none other than Rand Hawk. Rand Hawk is the one who convinced Boca Raton and Palm Beach counties to pass the ordinance, and then he's also the one that convinced them not to take the case to the Supreme Court. Well, you know what? The reason why he didn't feel good about the case as it was progressing? Because he's going to lose this case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.